Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, you're coming off of a great weekend heading into the first round of the playoffs. What did that 2-1 win over Ohio State, what did that do to help your team coming into this weekend?
Well, anytime you get a win, Kelly, it's always a positive feeling. It's always a good feeling. It just makes the following week that much more enjoyable. It's not all about the results, but you know, certainly as players and coaches, we're all competitive, and you're every single game is it's big. Again, it doesn't matter if it's game one or game 34. They're all important, and you put so much into them. So yeah, you get a W, it feels good. Obviously, we talked about, I thought we played certainly well enough on Friday. The score might not reflect that, but you know, the bottom line is we played 120 of pretty solid minutes in a real tough building, and going into this weekend, that's certainly a good feeling.
The Beavers are 3-2 this season against Minnesota Duluth coming into this playoff. You guys are the fifth seed; they're the fourth seed. Pretty evenly matched up, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, obviously our games have all been extremely tight, 4-1 goal games. We got them on an empty netter here on a Friday night, a few months ago. So yeah, they're similar. We're good forwards up front, good solid defense. They've got a couple veteran defensemen that are obviously real important to them. And I expect it'll be very, very similar to what we've seen in the last five games.
How much do you look back on those games and coming into this weekend, take notes of what you did right or what you did wrong?
Yeah, not a whole lot. I mean, obviously, it's been a while since we played. Certainly, we looked at the film. We looked at some tendencies. If you look back on that weekend, one of the big points was they were 5 for 6 on the power play. So, we certainly looked at that. We looked at how they scored their goals, and it wasn't so much schematically as it was just getting the puck in the blue paint and crashing hard. And sometimes that works, and pucks find a little crease, and other times the goalie frees it. But it just seemed that weekend they seemed to find the right spot to get pucks past us. So, it's different, no question. At this time, I think everybody, one thing I noticed watching them against Wisconsin is they only went with two lines a lot. And obviously they have the TV timeouts here, so it'll be interesting to see if that's what they want to try to do again this weekend. I mean, you never know. I mean, you could be playing 180 minutes of hockey, so it's to rely just on two lines could be pretty taxed. But obviously it's all about today. This is for us for sure. We're just focusing on today's game, and regardless of what she does, we're going to play the way we need to play, put the people out there we feel are going to give us the best chance.
Looking back 4 years ago when you guys faced the Bulldogs here, it was your first year. It was also your senior class's freshman year. I asked Alexis Joyce and Riley Fawcett the same question, but how much do you look back on that and kind of take from that? Obviously, these teams are much different than they were back then.
Yeah, no question. I mean, obviously, it's a great memory for us. Certainly, how can you not recall, how much fun I make? I got a text from Hannah Moore not too long ago saying it's her greatest memory as a player, and you certainly all those moments are pretty well burned into your brain, so it's tough not to. But obviously it's a completely different situation. They have a whole new coaching staff, different teams on the ice, but certainly it's something that for those individual players and for us as a staff, something you can look back on. So it's certainly doable.
Three of your players were named to the all WCHA teams. Talk about what each one of them brings here. Obviously, they wouldn't be here without their teammates, wouldn't they?
Well, no. I mentioned that. I'm really proud of all three of them. Alexis Joyce being named second team, and personally felt she should have been first. But it's a great honor for her. To be recognized by the other coaches in the league, because we could not vote for our own players. We could nominate players for these awards, and then the other six coaches actually voted for them. So just really, really proud of all three of them. Obviously, Claire and Mac being named all rookie. Claire certainly has gotten a lot of accolades and had some pretty big buildup coming in, and she certainly hasn't disappointed. I think it's a testament to her that she's earned the respect of the other coaches, that not only was she named an all rookie, but she was named to one of the all WCHA teams. We've never had that at Bemidji State, where a freshman has been recognized on one of the three teams. So obviously you look at some of the points that some of the other freshmen had, they might have had higher point totals, but I think the coaches recognized the type of player Claire is, and And then for Mac, it was just outstanding. I think I don't want to call it a surprise, but you know, I think we felt she could be a pretty doggone solid defensive defenseman, but she's, you know, put up an incredible number of points and has really added that to her game, which, again, I don't want to call it a huge surprise, but it's been nice to see. So just special for all three of them. I think one of the things this freshman class has brought is a real commitment to excellence. You know, they're always on the ice early. They're always on the ice after. If there's ever an optional skate, our freshman class as a group are always out there. And that's just a great legacy for that class to have. And hopefully the rest of the incoming classes will follow their suit, because they've earned what they've gotten. And it's been fun to see. But again, I'm sure the three of them would trade any of those individual awards for a team championship.
I know one thing that's carried this team through the season, obviously your team is resilient, you've had to battle back from some big games, but the chemistry of this team from top to bottom, your seniors through your freshmen, everybody's kind of on an equal playing field, aren't they?
They really are. You know, I mean, it's obviously every year is different, Kelly, you know that. You've been around the program for a long time. You see the different personalities. But, you know, my 4 years, this group to me has been the closest in just in terms of how everybody's gotten along. And culture gets thrown out a lot, but just the way they get along as a group off the ice, away from high. Just watching them interact wherever it is outside of hockey, it's just really cool to see. And personally, they've just been a tremendous group of young women to coach, and it's just been a real, real pleasure this year.
Looking at this game here today, what's going to be a key to getting a win?
Well, certainly, we want to play fast. I mean, that's been our mode of operation all year long. We want to come out fast, play hard, push the pace whenever we can. It's going to be really important to get pucks past their D. Make a play defense, because this is a group that loves to have the puck. They're very talented. They're skilled. You'll see a lot of swinging and dipsy doodling, and it's got, obviously defensively we got to be really, really sharp. Got to pick up people away from the puck as best we can. Heads on a swivel, all those things. But the more we make them play in their end, it's going to be to our advantage. Try to get as many pucks as people we can to the net, and create as much chaos as we can. But the bottom line is just go up, play hard, have fun, and that's, as coaches, that's all we can ask is work hard, provide leadership, be a great teammate. You know, we do those things, and at the end of the day, we're all going to feel good about how we played.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.